This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Into another hour here on the DJV program. D is for Doug. J is for Jennifer. V is for Victoria. Well, Jennifer's not here, and Victoria Keown's not here, but Victoria Jones is here with us from the DC Radio Company, along with Rich McFadden, who's gracing us with his presence, and Kara Schillen's at the controls in the studio in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on how good your night was. When you settled down last night, did you turn on the television? Excuse me, or more commonly these days, did you open your digital device? Or did you read a book? What did you do last night, Rich, when you went to sleep?
Last night, after I got the kids all wrangled from all their stuff, dinner and everything, I sat down on the couch with my guitar.
Yeah.
And I practiced my pentatonic scales.
Good for you.
A couple of songs while I watched the football game.
And did that relax you so that when you got into bed, you went right to sleep?
It does. Yeah, it's good. Yeah. I try to pick it up for a couple of minutes a day and just kind of do my thing.
I'm just doing a survey. We all do different things. People complain sometimes about their ability to go to sleep. And I'm going through this thing that we have here discussion-wise because I think a lot of people, they sabotage their own sleep by what they do before they go to sleep. Victoria, what's your routine like before you go to bed?
Okay, so I usually do some spiritual reading, and then I kind of sabotage it because I go on my BuzzFeed app and read some of the shopping things, like 27 things under $10 that are the best thing you can get on Amazon, and then I do some BuzzFeed quizzes that are geared to Gen Z.
Mm-hmm. Generation Z. All right.
That's exactly what I do.
I do half of what you do. I do not do the latter half. However, I do the first half, some spiritual reading before I go to sleep, puts my subconscious right into place. For me, if I'm still awake after I go to bed 3-4 minutes, that's a lot. Usually, take a quick read. Gonzo. What about you, Kara?
Typically, I'll go to the gym, come home, make dinner, take a shower, maybe read for a bit. Don't ask me about last night, though, when I stayed up until 10:30 doing stuff for the show, took a shower, went to sleep very stressed. Last night was not good sleep.
But you did a fabulous job. It's fine. You did a great job. We're all set. I ask these questions always because I think it puts everything into perspective. When you have enough sleep, and this is not about MyPillow necessarily, although I could see myself starting a MyPillow commercial this way, but you really feel better. Don't you, when you get up in the morning, if you've had enough sleep, you have that feeling of being productive, and then, you know, if there's certainly a way for you to catch up on all of these things, even Victoria looking for what she can get for under $10 or whatever that app is, you can do that during the day. You can do it while you're on the radio. There are other things that are going on. Anyway, it's just a thought about how well you can sleep. Here's the story from Oakland today. The police department is asking new officer candidates to disclose whether they have ever been sexually assaulted. I thought this would be good, Richie, because you can maybe compare and contrast your brother's police officer in D.C., so I wonder what he would think about this. Police in the 10 most populous cities in California, when you look around, the police were asked by the person that wrote this article in the Chronicle, is there screening going on for sexual assault victims? So the question is, other than it being odd and probably problematic, is it legal?
But why would you ask that question?
This is a poll or an active search?
No, this
victims.
Is on your application to become a police officer. Oakland Police Department asks the potential officer to disclose whether or not they've ever been sexually assaulted.
That's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
I would have thought so.
It seems
odd, but I'm assuming they're asking because people may or may not deal with sexual assault survivors differently. Like, I was in the student judiciary when I was in college, and we had to take a specific training before dealing with sexual assault cases. Otherwise, we weren't allowed to work on them. So I'm assuming that if you are a victim of sexual assault, they might want you to go undergo a certain training, or they might not put you on those cases because it might be traumatic and you might not be able to deal with it.
So do they also ask you whether you've been in the presence of a bank robbery?
But that's the thing, is that so many different things
can be
traumatic.
Have you ever been in a car accident?
Yeah, I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
You're right.
All right. While we're in the San Francisco area, this is enough to make my blood boil. The judge in that case, remember, I think this was a month or so ago, the lawsuit against Monsanto. The fellow had developed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Richie, and this is because he was spraying Roundup weed killer around. This is a fellow that was, I think he worked for the state, as a matter of fact. So he and his family sued Monsanto. The jury gave him $250 million.
Right.
The judge has whittled that down to $40 million. Dwayne Johnson will get a total of $78 million instead of the $250 million because they cut the compensatory down. They left the other part of it, but $78 million, is that enough?
Well, I mean, for him, sure it is. But what it doesn't do is it doesn't hurt Monsanto. That's no. $78 million is nothing.
Right.
$250 million that stings.
Right.
And would have said something to them, but now it's just like, okay, let's pay it and move on.
Exactly. It's just pay it and move on. And the thing is, Monsanto is facing other lawsuits.
Yeah. Good
and
for them.
So that was part of the aim is to punish them and to, you know, get them on notice that there's more coming. So what this plaintiff is facing is either you either suck it up and accept it, which of course that's a lot of money, but the point is the punitive damages is you suck it up or you face a new trial and you have to go through all this again, which of course, as an individual going up against this mega agribusiness, how are you going to do that?
Bayer now. Bayer bought out Monsanto, so it's really the Bayer company that runs it, a European company that was responsible in its original form making the gas for the gas chambers in Germany.
Once you see all of the commercials on TV for Dewey, Skrull, and Howe saying if you've been affected, if you've had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, call us because we're your lawyers. Those commercials are all over TV right now.
Yep.
And so Bayer can't be too happy to see that. And it makes you wonder, Doug, conspiracy theory, whether Bayer, as a huge advertiser of lawn products and medicines, pharmaceuticals, whether they will go to the TV stations or wherever the advertising is and say, we're pulling all of our money if you accept these advertisements.
Yeah.
But they may do that. I mean, I would say that's definitely a possibility that they're going to do that. They are very, very active. They are very, very aggressive. I mean, one of the really scary things is some of this spray fertilizer that is spraying over other farmers' crops and killing their crops in different states and farmers being able to do nothing about it. This is very frightening.
Well, it's part of this overwhelming reach of, this is a nerve with me because of my being a family farmer and seeing this stuff. I don't use any of this, never have and won't allow it on my farm or on any of the land that I use. I use about 800 acres of land here and there, central Massachusetts, eastern Massachusetts. I won't use these things because not only do they affect humans, but they affect the soil. It kills all of the stuff in the soil. And one of the thing. This is how horrendous Roundup is. It kills the weeds, but it doesn't kill the seeds in the weeds, so that when it is dead and the seeds go into the ground, it grows four times as many weeds to regrow because Roundup doesn't kill the seeds, it just kills the plant. How do you like that for being insidious? This guy Johnson, who got his name, Dwayne Johnson, had rashes and welts and lesions, had a very aggressive form of this cancer, diagnosed in 2014. That's when they initiated the lawsuit. He won't live another year or so, according to doctors. He has until December 7th to decide if he'll accept the $78.5 million. I guess maybe you take it and move on. But anyway, just these guys are bad guys. That's it. The bottom line is they're just bad guys. And they're in cahoots. They give millions of dollars in campaign contributions to these scumbuckets that are running and take their money. Millions to influence elections. 17 half the hour here on the DJV program.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When I say that, I mean Paul McCartney's still singing after all these years. McCartney and Change After on the DJV program. When I say that, I mean Paul McCartney's still singing after all these years. McCartney says he still thinks about the late John Lennon quite often. Lennon's been gone for 39 years. Can you believe that? That's something that shakes me up when I think about that event. He was on with Stephen Colbert. McCartney said, quote, "I dream about him." When you've had a relationship like that for so long, remember, they were kids. They were friends. If you watch the Corden thing, there's a video of them in his kitchen, former kitchen, where he and Lennon used to sit at the kitchen table when they were 13, 14 years old, writing songs. They had a deep relationship. McCartney says, "I love when people revisit you and your dreams. I often have band dreams, and they're crazy. I'm often with John. I got a lot of dreams about John. They're always good." I wonder how many of you have dreams with the focus being friends, people that you loved.
A lot.
Yeah. Lennon, like McCartney, lost his mother at a young age. McCartney said the tragedies bonded them. Colbert, on the television show, showed McCartney an old black and white photo of himself with his old writing partner. For McCartney, it was a welcome reminder of how close the two had been, despite rumors that claimed otherwise. Most of them started by Yoko. I kind of bought into it.
Blame Yoko for everything.
No, I think she had a lot to do with what she was kind of... He wasn't the villain. Let's just say he changed a lot when he married her, okay? We'll leave it at that. When you're called the villain enough, you start saying, well, maybe I was the villain. So I had to do a lot of wrangling with, was I? Wasn't I? Did I know John? Were we friends? Knowing, really, we were, but there were so many rumors. And then he added that photo when I saw it, like, yes, we were friends. It's a beautiful photo for me because it just reminds me of us working together and how cool it was. I would tell you that in, you know, the event of somebody trying to figure out what their relationship was, look at how many songs they wrote together, and think about how, as they were sort of in lockstep with each other, the way they thought, if you're not friends, I don't think you can do stuff like that. I just don't, frankly. So, at any rate, it's...
Well, for a true collaboration cool. like they had, you're yeah. probably right, because when you look back at, like, Simon and Garfunkel, Paul Simon wrote all the songs, so there was no real right. writing collaboration. But then right. you look at Elton John and Bernie Taupin, and that's really kind of a... The Rocketman movie is really a love story to their friendship and yeah. collaboration. Yeah. And it says throughout the movie several times they've never had a real fight. So, yeah, you're probably right. You really can't not be friends if
Thank
you're
you.
A partner.
You heard that.
Like that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Victoria Keelan said I'm
you're
probably
wrong about
you're
Yoko,
right.
But, you know, it's fine. Right. I'll give you this one.
All right, thank you. Next up, musically, Stevie Van Zandt and his announcement in the middle of his summer of the Sorcery tour, forced to cancel a couple of dates because he has to, well, he's got to sit it out, doctor's orders. Little Stevie made the decision to cancel, actually, the rest of the tour. He said, I thought I could shake this sinusitis, but it doesn't seem to be going away. A lot of people have it. One of the guys that I work with on the farm, bad case of it. It's going around. He said, I never canceled any shows before. I feel terrible about this, but my doctors are telling me there's just no way to continue right now. So we're really looking forward to continuing this 90-show tour around the world. We want to thank the fans for all their support. I really hope that we can make up these dates someday. Somehow. The only two shows remaining on the schedule, November 2nd in Boston, November 6th in New York. So let's see what happens there. 28 after.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are five quick tips. One, find a quiet place if you can. Two, sit upright because meditation is different than lounging. Three, close your eyes so you minimize distractions. Four, sit still because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. Five, focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, hiring his own lawyer to deal with his role in the impeachment inquiry launched by Democrats. The former New York City mayor hiring Florida lawyer John Sale to represent him. Sale was an assistant prosecutor on the legal team investigating Watergate. Meanwhile, last night, Giuliani said anything he did with regard to Ukraine was on behalf of Donald Trump and not the U.S. government.
Were you representing the president personally or representing the office?
Absolutely, representing the president personally against charges that he colluded, against charges that he's going to be impeached.
That is heard on Fox News. The sentencing phase continuing today after former Dallas cop Amber Geiger was convicted of murder yesterday for shooting her neighbor last year. She claims she thought it was her apartment and he was an intruder. Geiger could face life in prison. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, resources.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
Back again Wednesday, the 25th of September, last Wednesday of the month. Next week at this time in October, but it's quite nice around the country, so we're not really feeling into fall. Everybody's going to be very excited, Victoria, about the following announcement. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Victoria, Keelan, Jennifer Owen, they're still on the edge of their seats. What's the big announcement? Al Franken gets a new radio show on Sirius XM. Pretty exciting, huh?
Yeah. He's good on radio.
He's good on radio. He had interesting things to say.
I have friends who liked him.
I used to
listen to him, yeah.
People like him because of his point of view, and not because he's good radio. But he, I remember sitting next to him. He and I were on the same stage. I actually quite liked him. He's kind of a character. I think he chickened out. I think he should have stayed and dealt with what was going on. And the reason I bring it up, I'm sort of with tongue in cheek, but it really does speak to this sickness that we have in our society today. And it is. We are sick as a society. All of this polarizing stuff, the fact that you can't do anything behind closed doors. Some things need to be done behind closed doors. Not necessarily the sorts of things that I'm not referring to. Franken and the charge from Leanne Tweeden that he improperly fondled her. He never touched her. But the impropriety, because it looked improper, because we have the technology today to listen to everything and to see everything. And let's face it, some people are just not sophisticated enough to really get nuance, either in conversation or whether even if something you see, pictures don't lie. Well, unfortunately or fortunately, pictures can be diddled with because that's technology. You can do whatever you want and make it seem real, whether it's real or you can mess with audio. Mess with video.
And video, deep fakes. Yeah. It's been, I mean, Congress has been getting briefings on this because they can actually make it look like someone said something at an event they were never at.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And that's what I'm telling you. We're on the precipice of
being able to not deal.
Sophisticated. We educationally, I don't know if this is a plan. You know, you hear me often say philosophically and spiritually that there everything happens for a reason. So trying to figure out even what the reason is for all of this upset is kind of beyond me at the moment. But I'm just, I use the Al Franken thing as an example of somebody who went down the pike, who probably ought not to have gone down the pike, but caved at public...
That was so early in the Me Too movement, the timing of it played a huge part. If that happened today, he wouldn't probably have resigned. He would have issued an apology for taking an inappropriate picture on that airplane, and it probably would have been the end of it. I don't think that... But it was so new at the time, and Harvey Weinstein stuff was swirling all around. So at the time, you know, he probably... I don't know, maybe he...
Oh, sorry, Victoria, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think maybe, you know, maybe he's had regrets about stepping down. Yeah. You know, if you look at the severity of what he was accused of or what he admitted he did
versus
what other people have actually done, it doesn't really even hold water.
Well, and look at the ramifications that carried over into 2020. Part of the reason why Kirsten Gillibrand never caught fire or really even caught a spark, anything, is not just because of who she is or what she stood for, but many Democrats believe she's the one that took him down in her own party. She led the fight in the Senate amongst Democrats to get Al Franken out, and she had to pay for it. All this stuff, it's very karmic, that's for sure.
Goes around, thank you.
I'm all for going after people, even if it is in your own party. And I respected that at the time. And I thought, you know what? She's putting women before politics. And I was really for that. But looking back at it now, when you look at the quote unquote, the lack of severity of whatever his crime would have been. Yeah, it's unfortunate that he went down when other people have stayed in office and have done a lot worse.
Yeah. All right. I just had that thought about Franken. And I think, becoming victims. Would he run again?
No. I don't think he'd run again.
Nah.
Because think about it. It's already expensive to run a campaign. And then all you have to do is take that picture and blast it to every television set.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I think he could have gotten reelected, but I don't know that he could win again for something fresh. Right. Just to run from the ground up again.
All right. Speaking of running again, Boring Boris is front and center again with a fiasco. We think we have Fiasco City going on here. It's Fiasco City in England as well.
Yeah, it is.
So off the air, Victoria said, how can Boris Johnson ever face the Queen again because he lied to her? And the answer is he can't. And I don't think he will. I don't think the Queen would see him.
I don't think she would. Yeah.
How does he lead? He doesn't lead. He's done. He's cooked. He's finished.
Well,
and the quicker he realizes
it. I don't know.
He's not going anywhere.
But what will happen is they'll do over there, but they'll call. There will be enough people to call for. Didn't we hear yesterday that there was a move to have the vote before.
Jeremy Corbyn of the... Well, here's the latest before we get too into the weeds. So Parliament is back in session today. And the reason... And people are coming... You know, they were on a recess, even though most members did not want it. And even members of Boris Johnson's Conservative Party, they didn't think it was the right time. They're approaching Brexit really quickly. It's a month away. They didn't think it was the right time to take a five-week recess. So once the Supreme Court in the UK ruled ruled that Boris Johnson not only lied to the Queen when he made the legal recommendation for her to officially put Parliament in recess. Now they're saying that everyone's basically calling for his resignation, and they're calling for an apology. We're not going to get either from Boris Johnson. Boris Johnson will never apologize because he feels like what he did was the right thing, and he's definitely not resigning. He's already made that very clear. He was at the UN summit. He had to cut his trip really, really short. He's landed back in London early this morning, and so this afternoon he will give his first public comments to the House of Commons since the Supreme Court gave its ruling. Now, Jeremy Corbyn, the opposition leader, he's the leader of the Labour Party. He wants to put it back to a public vote because he feels that people have either changed their mind. I agree with him on that. He feels that people have either changed their mind on Brexit because of all the things that have come to light, the trade agreements and
if you know
how
anybody
many people
in
will
England,
lose their jobs.
Yeah, if you know anybody in England, the sentiment has changed.
Yes.
Great.
Well, information.
Well, that's only because everybody's inept and they can't figure out how to do it. I think people are still concerned with security, but it seems like
yeah,
it's
they are. Oh, absolutely,
right?
They are. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I think, but also a lot of people didn't realize what financially it would entail. People voted on like, yeah, that's a great idea, and then there was no plan put forward. There still is no plan.
May I interrupt you for just a second, please?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I just want to equate this to what's going on here, and wonder out loud as I listen to the stories and know, because of my connection to people in England, know the story there probably better than the average American anyway, even though a lot of people are reading it, keeping up with it. The similarity between the frustration that exists because of the way, back again to the way the world is on September 25th, 2019, the way the world is at best disturbing, because there's chaos and upset pretty much everywhere, or the makings of chaos and upset. And it has to do with the human condition, it has to do with greed, avarice, it has to do with all kinds of things, intolerance, impatience. You come up with an adjective almost that any will fit this that describes the human condition. The frustration in America that will, I think, become more prevalent or more, I mean, is the this whether we go into impeachment or not, we're walking away from what might be the biggest frustration a lot of people have. I've been talking about this whole business about illegal immigration for years and years and years. There's a thing going on, I think it's today in Washington, FAIR is an organization. I used to go to these and I stopped going because I don't know that they, you know, it becomes very political. Excuse me, and I don't want us to be a really political program. But these people are together, a lot of talkers. You'll hear a lot of this stuff over the next couple of days about Trump and what he's trying to do and how he's failed. And in fact, he really has failed. He's tried, but because of whatever the political realities are, part of which brought about by his own personality and the way he does things, and part of it comes about because of other people using this for political advantage. The whole business about protecting our country and what goes on at the wall, really nothing's changed in the years that Trump has been president. Nothing substantial has changed. Yesterday we were talking about 2 million people coming into this country, whether legally or illegally, this year. We cannot handle 2 million new people a year. We cannot absorb them. So they stick out, there's a problem with all kinds of things, and the exact same thing is being replicated in England. Actually, it's worse, because it was easier for the people who had been sort of dehomed, I don't know what the right word is, but made homeless because of the war in Syria. That all trickled up, and when I say up into Europe from the Middle East. And, yeah, there are problems in Germany and there are problems in France. Not so much in Spain. Nobody seemed to want to go to Spain. Not much in Italy. It's mostly Germany, France, and then England. And in England, the problem was worse than anywhere else. And that's what originated. That's why Brexit took place. Because people were frustrated at the Middle Easterners are coming out of the woodwork like ants out of an anthill. And the people in England were scared, losing jobs. They don't know how to handle it. It's very expensive. And so that's where they are. And that's why all of this is going on. And so they did the quickest and easiest thing they thought they could. All right, we'll get out of the European Union so these people can't come here anymore, which is folly. That's not the way to fix it. And now they've realized that because the fix would be much worse than the problem. And that's why I think the vote will be probably pretty substantial to stay in the European Union. But then whoever's leading England's going to have to come up with a plan, like Macron is coming up with a, I don't know if he is coming up with a plan. It's pretty much KO'd Merkel. She's pretty much done because she didn't really handle it well in Germany. So, and I don't know that that wouldn't be a reason, you know, the Democrats are holding the bag here when it comes to Trump and the immigration problem here. But that's really the behind-the-scenes story is more about that than anything else, at least in my estimation. All right,
but the problem, though, is when the people of Britain voted for Brexit, they didn't, and today this is, they've got 36 or 37 measures related to Brexit that they have to start working through, because even things like divorce laws would change.
Oh, everything changed, yeah.
Everything that, trade, agriculture, the music industry. Remember 6-8 months ago how all the British musicians got together and called for the stopping of Brexit because...
Yeah.
Because traveling all around Europe, and I think it's one of the...
Yeah, nightmare.
Actually, music...
It'll ruin the economy of England. It'll ruin
And music is like the second biggest export that the UK has.
Yeah.
And so, and having all those tours be interrupted with all of the unions not now no longer being able to travel through the EU the way they were. Think about like every big tour and how many tractor trailers go through to set up stages and crews and everything. Every single aspect of life will be changed. People will lose jobs. And there's no way around that. Boris Johnson just refuses to talk about it, even though he knows if they push through with Brexit, people will lose jobs.
He's a political opportunist.
He might be.
Well, he's been desperate for so many years to be the prime minister, and he's never going to walk away from it.
The real reason people voted for this is because they were sick of a bunch of terrorists literally coming in, immigrants from Syria, setting up their own communities and launching terror attacks. So we can talk about Boris Johnson. We can talk about the failures of Theresa May. We can talk about all of that. But no one's addressing the frustration of the Brits saying, hey,
set up
something that's actually going to keep us safe.
Lead. Leadership.
There is something to borders, right? There is something to that. There is something to safety and security.
Leadership, leadership, leadership. All right, let's talk about what's on television tonight. Change the subject.
Yes.
What's up tonight? What's on tonight?
All right, let's start with ABC, shall we? Because it's a night of sitcoms coming back to ABC. Returning shows, The Goldbergs back at 8 o'clock, followed by the spinoff to that show, Schooled. Modern Family is back, I think this is the final season, at 9 o'clock. And then Single Parents, also back for season 2 at 9:30. They do have a brand new show tonight. It's called Stumptown. That's at 10 o'clock. It's an adaptation of popular graphic novels starring Kobe Smulders and Jake Johnson. That's at 10 o'clock. CBS is new tonight with Survivor and Big Brother. The CW has Penn and Teller, followed by Hypnotize Me. On Fox, you'll get MasterChef, which is the two-hour season finale. And then NBC, it's Chicago Night, Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD. Also of note, on YouTube, Liza on Demand is back with season 2 of that show. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia debuts tonight for a new season on FXX. And Crank Anchors on Comedy Central. This is new, all about prank calls with Tiffany Haddish and many others. Tracy Morgan, too.
10 minutes before the hour.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let's deal with technology. It's Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan has prepared several very important stories for us to consider, including a warning from Microsoft. All right, this is another one of these things. Is it out of control? Are they able to control this, do you think?
Well, they're only able to control it if people actually listen and do what they're asking. So if you are a Microsoft Windows user, listen up. There are two new critical emergency updates that Windows needs you to take or needs you to do because they said that there are important vulnerabilities that are impacting Internet Explorer and Windows Defender. Windows Defender is the antivirus software which most people use if you use Windows, and Internet Explorer obviously is that's your gateway to the Internet if you are a Microsoft user. So Microsoft replaced Internet Explorer with the Edge browser in Windows 10. The software is still pre-installed on all versions of Windows. The Windows Defender bug makes it possible for a remote attacker to take over the system and prevent legitimate users from actually using their software. So users have to install the software security update for Internet Explorer manually, as Microsoft will not release an updated scan file until the next security release, which is October of 2020. But the update for Windows Defender will be installed automatically. So what you need to worry about here, you have to do the Internet Explorer update immediately, and then that will trigger the Windows Defender to be installed automatically. That's essentially what's happening
here. Why wouldn't they do them both automatically? Why wouldn't it be the interest of their company to do it that way to save?
I don't know. There's obviously a reason somehow in the software the way that it works. But that's essentially what really needs to happen. We've been talking thinking about Windows for a long time now. This affects Windows versions 9, 10, and 11. And so, it, essentially, hackers can gain the same user rights as you, and it's your computer. They can also infect your computer. They can hold your computer for ransom. There are so many things, and everyone knows about this Windows vulnerability right now. So, don't be lazy. Do the update. If you have versions 9, 10, or 11, make sure that you're actually doing this update. Now, if you have version 8 still, which a lot of people in the Windows world are still using, also update that to a new one because that has already been vulnerable from a separate attack. So this is something that people get really lazy and they go, oh, I'll get around to it, or they feel like it's too overwhelming. It's really not. Go right into your settings and hit the update and get it over with. It's going to take you 2 seconds, and it will give you a lot of peace of mind.
Well, you know what a lot of people worry about? I do when I see these things. Are they real, or is this just another way of getting into the computer? You know, you look at them, and you can't tell anymore whether things like that are real or they're coming from a hacker as well. You see a notice on your screen, do this. Well, I don't know if that's
real. And that's true, too, yeah. But more likely, people are afraid of change. And most of the time, with Windows users, I find, Mac people are really more kind of on the cutting edge. Windows users like things the way that they are. They don't like changing to a different version. They're worried something's going to be in a different place. Yeah. And that's a huge problem. That's why Windows keeps having all these breaches. It's because most of the time, the users are just not willing to go along with the update.
All right. Here's something called Skin Vision that has a new app that can ID potential skin cancer.
The Geek Out.
You got a weird-looking spot or mole on your arm and wonder if it's cancer? Well, there's an app for that. It's a new app called Skin Vision, and it uses your smartphone camera to take a pic of the spot on your skin and then uses artificial intelligence to report back a level of concern and guidance if it needs to be looked at by a dermatologist. Users can also take pics of the same area over a period of time, and the app can judge if there are enough changes in the spot to warrant a visit to the doctor. The app's makers stress that the software is not meant to give a formal diagnosis, but more of a dependable guide for anybody that has a weird spot and just doesn't know if they need to go show it to a doctor. Skin Vision is available for both Android and iOS, and we've linked to it on Twitter at The Geek Out.
iPhone's got some new emojis, huh, Victoria?
Yeah, well, some updated emojis for right now. The iOS 13.1 is that's yesterday's big release. That is the newest update, and it also changed 24 different emoji and basically corrected them. So the squid, this is kind of funny, the squid siphon was on the wrong side. The mosquito only had 5 legs instead of 6. The abacus is now historically accurate. It was upside down and backwards before. Other smaller changes, the octopus now has suckers on the front of its 2 tentacles, which is anatomically correct. The jigsaw piece changes colors from blue to green, and a new look for the hearts in the emoji with hearts eyes. That's all part of the new update. 230 new emojis will be coming next year, though.
Wow, is that exciting or what?
Ooh-ah.
59 after the hour here on the...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.